Hi, I'm Andrew Corbett, the author of the Bible study series, Name a Story. A series of five Bible studies about some of the Bible's most obscure people. You can find these studies at either andrewcorbett.net/bible-studies-4-small-groups. That's Bible studies for small groups separated by a minus or dash sign. Or you can find them also at lagana.org/studies. The five characters that we will be looking at in this series include Jubal, the father of musical instruments, Tubal Cain, the instructor in metallurgy, Elzaphan, undertaker to dead priests, Ahazah, the man who could never always be right, Tertius, the near anonymous letter writer. A little bit about this series. Behind every name, there is a story. F.W. Borum opens his autobiography with the statement about every person has a story to tell. In fact, he says, the person whose story is not worth telling has never been born. One of the unique things about the Bible, compared with other so-called religious holy books, is that it is a story. Not only is there a grand story which undergirds it, there are numerous short stories punctuating it. Some of these short stories have entire biblical books dedicated to them. Others warrant a chapter or two. But these five people, with whom we are about to become more acquainted, receive no more than a one-verse mention. Yet their impact on the world was profound. They, like most true heroes, are the unsung heroes of this world. It is my hope that by considering the lives and works of these people, you may even consider your own contribution to our world and decrease your possible desire for fame or even acknowledgement and come to realize that the one who truly matters always honors those who know it and seek to give him all the fame and acknowledgement they can. Well, as the study group leader, you're about to embark on a very interesting project. You're about to introduce your small group to five Bible characters who only, as we've just said, get one verse mentions. The first one is Jubal, but this is how I would start. Any Bible study that I write with the aim of provoking discussion. I'm looking to engender discussion. That means as a home group leader, as a small group leader, your role is to get people talking and eventually share their story. And over the course of meeting together as a small group, your mission is to replace yourself, train up another small group leader, but also to give opportunity for people to share their story. The first character is Jubal. And before we start the study, you might want to ask a sort of an icebreaker question. Has anyone ever heard of Jubal? And if so, what do you know about him? Well, probably the heading's going to give it away. Father of musical instruments. But that's not all we're told about him, as we'll see in a moment. It would be fascinating if someone has sort of looked at the life of Jubal. That's one thing. Before you even get to that point, can I recommend that you don't, if you, especially if you have the time, you don't just launch into this. One of the things that would be really helpful if you're meeting in a home environment would be to open up the group with some kind of refreshments. In our particular home group, we meet on a night, and so people start coming around between 7 and 7:30 p.m. And I make sure that I've got nibblies, nuts and chips and perhaps M&Ms or little chocolate-coated somethings that they can nibble on as they come. And then I'm making teas and coffees, and we've got an arrangement of cold drinks as well, just to create that hospitality atmosphere and environment. When we then proceed out of our dining area into our lounge room where we conduct our study, that actually changes the mood. This means, okay, we're now changing gears here. And one of the things I like to do when I start a small group meeting is ask usually two questions. And I create a culture whereby everything we do, we go around the room. So I never just throw a question out there randomly, or never say, could someone please read this, and hope that someone will read the particular Bible verse. I'm actually creating a clockwise motion all the way through everything we do. So the first question I'll ask is, what's something that you're thankful for right now? The next question I'll ask is, what's something you'd like prayer for right now? And if we have the time, and with this first study, you will have the time. This is a very short introductory study. You'll have the time to do this. The next question will be something along the lines of, if you could ask God one question and he had to answer you, what would you ask him? Interesting, the last time I did this, everyone assumed it was the opportunity to ask God a question when they died. Now, I didn't say anything about that in my question to them, but that's what they all assumed, and so they went around and everyone asked why questions. Why did this happen? Why did you do that? When it came to me, the group said, well, what would you ask? And I said, well, I actually wouldn't ask a retrospective question, that is a question looking back. I'd actually like to ask a question right now, and it would be a how question. As a pastor, I want to know, how can I best care for my church? How can I best reach my community? How can I best grow the church? And all of those questions meld into one with the opening word, how? How do I do what you've called me to do? And that changes the perspective, knowing that a question like that you can ask now, and just maybe God might answer that question as well. All right, so this is introducing the next study. When we come back on the next audio, we're going to talk about Jubal, and I'll give you a few tips and ideas on how you can navigate through this study on someone who only gets one verse mentioned in the Bible.